Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining us again in our Conspiracy of Goodness, playing guitar and singing the songs of People of America and Legacy of Dr. King is Larry Long. Recording is Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau. Today, we celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King.
There's a woman from Japan folding paper with her hands, singing songs of peace, teaching the young, teaching the old, teaching the world how to fold paper cranes of peace flying now. There's a girl in the park making lanterns to float across the river on Nagasaki Hiroshima Day. She lights a candle in the dark, hoping that it will spark peace the world around. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down.
In 1912, a peasant walked into an abandoned home in France and saw these words written on a wall, copied them down, gave them to his parish priest, who then published them. And the words said, "Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, unity. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is error, truth. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light." Dr. Martin Luther King, in a letter from the Birmingham jail, said, "I want to be remembered as a drum major for justice." And these were his marching orders: make us channels of your peace.
There's a man in Red Square, passions to share with the one he's holding tonight. Kremlin wall, Lenin's tomb, change of the god, iridescent moon, singing a song of love. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down.
Dr. Martin Luther King also reminded us, never allow anyone else to drag you so low that you would hate them, for hate is destructive of all. We hear these things abstractly, but it became real on October 2nd, 2006. On October 2nd, 2006, a lone gunman entered and barricaded himself in the door of West Nickel Mines Amish School. He then ordered out the male students and then allowed three young mothers out. He then bound the feet of the remaining girls in the school, killed five, wounded five, and then took his own life. In the midst of their grief over their shocking loss, the Amish community didn't cast blame, they didn't point fingers, they didn't hold a press conference with attorneys at their side. Instead, they reached out with grace and compassion toward the killer's family. That same day, Amish neighbors visited the family of the killer to comfort them, to give them compassion in the midst of their sorrow and pain. not with hate, but with great love are we saved.
One stitch at a time, from many old designs, a symbol of the world that must come. We will stitch this world together yet. Don't give up, my friends, my love. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
Today we celebrate the legacy of Dr. King, and quite honestly, he'd be embarrassed. He was a humble, thoughtful, prayerful leader who wanted to raise up others in the good work that they did each and every day for peace and justice. Haven't we just seen this in our recent elections? Good, decent people standing in line for hours in order to vote on behalf of a common good. I knew one such peacemaker who grew up during the Nazi occupation of Germany. She was 12 years of age when the Nazi youth groups were started. They canceled school on Saturdays, but she continued to go to school on Saturdays with one other classmate for 7 months. The two girls held out. Their parents would not allow them to join the Nazi youth groups. But finally, after 7 months, it was just too much, and the other girl joined, and then a week later, Ursula was allowed to join as well. But their mother refused to allow her to buy a brown coat, the symbol of the Nazis. Ursula continued on. She participated against her will. She went on and got her degree in teaching. After the Second World War, the United States gave Fulbright scholarships to teachers in Germany so that they might come back and reteach and not propagandize the students. Ursula came to Chicago, was taken in by the black churches. And in the black churches and the black community, she learned spirituals. After a year, she was just so enamored by the hospitality, the songs, the power of justice, that she went back and taught her German students English by teaching them the spirituals of the African-American community. And she was fired by her superiors for teaching below their culture. She then emigrated to the United States, came through Ellis Island, and she was standing in front of an immigration official who looked at her and said, "You're from Germany. Were you a member of the Hitler youth groups?" And she said, "Yes, but I rebelled. I never wore a brown jacket." And the man took the immigration stamp and pounded it down and reached out his hand and said, "Welcome to the United States of America." He was Jewish, and he saw in this young teacher a peacemaker, one who had the courage to stand for justice. Today, blessed are the peacemakers. Let's follow their example of courage and justice.
Tom, that is such a powerful, powerful story. You know, the song that I sang in the beginning, it was inspired by an elderly Japanese woman from Hiroshima, Nagasaki, a survivor of that nuclear blast. And I was singing at a United Nations gathering in Finland when I met her. I walked down the stairs of this large convention center, And this elderly Japanese woman was standing in the middle in silence, folding peace cranes. With a bit of a smile on her face, standing in the center of a horrific photographic exhibit documenting the terrific effects of the nuclear blast on her people, photographs engraved with shadows of those who were burned. Yet within the midst of this holocaust of photographs, here she was, singing a song of peace while folding peace cranes. I sat down with her and got lost. And she taught me how to fold the cranes. And I was there, I'm for certain, for several hours until I learned how to fold those peace cranes. And from that day on, she asked me if I would teach children how to do the same, and I did. And I've since, as I've circled the world, have taught children how to fold these peace cranes, and with each fold, a prayer for peace and the end of the nuclear arms race. A few years back, I was working in Alabama with youth and elders, where elders came into the classroom. And one of those elders was Frank Evans, who came into the classroom to share his life story with the children, and he had a big baseball bat that looked like a war club and a baseball glove that had no knitting on it at all. And he said to the students, "This baseball glove belonged to the late Satchel Paige, and this baseball bat was the bat I used when I got a bunt down the third baseline against Satchel, the late great Satchel Paige of the Negro Baseball League. I made it safe to first base, and Satchel started screaming. I thought he was cussing me out, but what he said to me is that you're hired." From that day on, for over a decade, I was the catcher, he said, for the late great Satchel Paige. He told stories of going through the segregated Jim Crow South where they couldn't get fed in some of these white supremacist communities. In order to survive, they put cases of sardines underneath the front seat of their bus. And he attributed his old age to all the oil he consumed from those sardine cans. He told a story to the children of driving down the wrong two-lane road into a Ku Klux Klan rally where they pulled him out of his truck and were going to lynch him. And then one of the Klansmen said, "Are you the catcher for Satchel Paige?" And he said, "Yes," and so they let him go. And then he told the story of marching with Dr. Martin Luther King in Kentucky, when a white supremacist threw a brick and hit Dr. King in the head with that brick. And what did Dr. King do? He called everybody around that brick in a circle, and he said, "Bring me that brick, for that's a brick of justice." And Dr. King picked up that brick and placed his hands on it, and he prayed. He said, "Father, drive the demons out with your mercy and your love." And the man that threw the brick dropped to his knees and asked Dr. King for forgiveness. And Dr. King granted him that. Strikes, I won't strike back. If they strike again, I will not attack. I'd rather talk than hear bones crack. I don't believe in violence. Streets are filled with gang warfare. Some people don't mind, they just don't care. When children get killed, it's never fair. I don't believe in violence. talk of war in the news. Iraq, Israel, Palestine too, it will all come back to me and you. I don't believe in violence. Nuclear missiles and tomcats, stealth bombers and poison gas, oil spills and M1 tanks, I don't believe in violence.
Another person who never believed in violence was the Honorable John Lewis. In his new autobiography, there is a paragraph describing the last months of his life. Standing in Selma in 2020, Lewis mused to his fellow pilgrims about what had come to pass and what lay ahead. We took a little walk to try to dramatize the need for the rights of all people to be able to participate in a democratic process, he said. In an orderly, peaceful, nonviolent fashion, we were walking, not saying a word. We were beaten, tear-gassed, bullwhipped. On this bridge, some of us gave a little blood to help redeem the soul of America. Our country is a better country. We are a better people. But we still have a distance to travel to go before we get there. I want to thank each of you for being here. And with this, his voice almost rose to a shout, which in the Bible signifies a great call to action, often redemptive, miraculous action, for not giving up, for not giving in, for keeping the faith, for keeping your eyes on the prize. You're wonderful, you're beautiful, and all of you look so good. A voice from the crowd called out, "We love you, John." "I love you too," he said. He paused, the breeze blew, the cloud shifted. "We got a lot of work to do, so don't get worried. Keep the faith." Falling into the vernacular of the old days, he called for forward motion, for marching feet. "Keep picking them up," he cried, "and putting them down." It was, after all, what he had always done. Now it's our turn in 2021. Keep picking them up and putting them down. We need to continue to be ambassadors in a conspiracy of goodness.
Jumping up buildings just like flies, killing machines, don't believe my eyes. And late at night I can hear them cry, I don't believe in violence. Women are scared at night, there's abduction, rape, and filled with fright. Keep on a running till you find the light, I don't believe in violence. People living in landlord shacks, they're getting warm by burning trash. In need of food they steal for cash, I don't believe in violence. Martin said, "Do not kill, I don't want dead bodies in landfills. Committing violence is not God's will, I don't believe in violence. Committing violence is not God's will, I don't believe in violence. Committing violence is not God's will, I don't believe in violence."
Dr. King, Ursula Chu, the Amish community, John Lewis, and us. Where there is despair, let us bring hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, may we be witnesses to the light. Blessed are the peacemakers.
May there always be sunshine, may there always be blue sky, may there always be mama, may there always be me. Puts vigdia budyet sonsa, puts vigdia budyet nieba, puts vigdia budyet mama, puts vigdia buduya. This is an old Russian folk song. Why don't you all join me in singing it in English? May there always be sunshine. May there always be blue sky. May there always be mama. And may there always be me. Here we go. May there always be sunshine. May there always be blue sky. May there always be mama. May there always be me. Let's try it one more time, a little louder. Here we go. May there always be sunshine. May there always be blue sky. May there always be mama. May there always be me. We thank you so much for joining us on this conspiracy of goodness with my brothers Tom Thibodeau and Brett Hoos. We wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week, and we thank you for all that you do.
Again, friends, until we meet again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.